From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Till Places.
Thank you, bye.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of LCT's Five Till Places. I am Jed. With me today is Lance, who is a regular up here at the theater. He's our events coordinator. He's on the board. He's also the host of the Night Nerd podcast, which you can go look up for all of your pop culture needs and discussions, and he'll tell you why Daredevil with Ben Affleck is a good movie. And so it's an interesting spiel to listen to.
Our Lord and Savior, Ben Affleck.
Not the Affleck, though.
No.
No, not the Affleck, no. Which is a thing we talked about earlier in this class.
Yep.
So, we put out an episode a couple of weeks ago with the filmmaking summer camp class. Summer camps are winding down now. As this episode goes up, the class we are in right now will be over. But as we record it now, it's about halfway through. I'm here with the Podcasting 101 class. So,
hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hey.
Hello.
See, now that was late. But that was a good callback. That was a good... So we'll go around the circle and let each of the students introduce who they are, what kind of podcasts they are into, and what drove them to this class. And some of them will say that they don't necessarily listen to podcasts. That's also...
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's like
Some kids came in here with a love of podcasting ingrained, and some kids came in because they were just curious.
So it's like people who don't like bacon. Like, I'm not going to hang out with you, but I'll respect your opinion.
Well,
I don't like bacon.
I don't like meat, but not I hate bacon,
that. There we go. All right, so who wants to kick us off? Go for
it. All right, then.
Hi, I'm Sasha, and I like podcasts.
That's awesome. You're in the right place.
You know, we're doing a class about those.
Yeah, you can sign up.
Dude, you should totally join.
Yeah. It's so great.
I totally...
Come back next year for 102. Podcastier. I don't know.
Podcast harder.
Podcasting 102.
Die harder.
102, yes.
All right.
Okay. So, my name's Emily, and I like conversational pop culture podcasts.
Which is also right on. That's a very popular format for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's when done right, it is really entertaining to listen to.
Even when done wrong, it's kind of entertaining.
It can be entertaining to listen to still.
It's
yeah.
funny.
Because they...
It's disastrous.
Yeah.
Who's next?
I'm Colby, and I like fictional or history podcasts.
That's Colby with an I.
Not a lie.
Yeah. I think call back to an episode you're not going to hear, but it's okay.
It's all right.
Oh, well.
It's all right.
I thought I was clever, and I was.
How's that working out for you? That's a Fight Club reference, never mind.
Oh, okay.
My name's Dragon, and I couldn't think of a joke. My favorite kind of podcast is comedy.
Which in itself is kind of a pretty good joke, though. It's, yeah.
I couldn't think of a joke.
Your turn.
More Asher. Your turn.
More Asher.
My name is Asher. I like fictional... podcasts and history podcasts.
Thanks.
Thank you, Five.
You're welcome.
My name is Cheyenne, and I like murder horror podcasts, even though I hate blood and I'm terrified of murder.
It's crazy to think that blood is inside of you 24/7, always.
All the time.
Every single
But I'm not scared of my blood. I'm just scared of all of everyone else's blood.
I'm scared of...
I don't know what germs
are. Somebody have a needle.
I'm scared of my blood not being in my body anymore.
And it's
I'm just scared of my blood.
I'm just scared of people.
It's perfectly normal to be afraid of murder. Like, if you weren't afraid of being murdered...
That's
I had a dream about it.
That's like one of my biggest fears.
That's why I never start my day off a normal day. Because in murder, they're always like...
It was a normal day.
She was in the backyard.
She was brutally murdered by her own husband.
And you also don't associate with people who are just a friendly guy next door because they're always the people with the 9 heads in their freezer.
Yeah. Exactly. It's always the people you don't expect. Like,
The dog did it. Like, you don't expect it until they're like, and then this guy came around and you're like, it was obviously the guy.
Although,
it was the guy.
I will tell you, and this is a fun fact that I share in my house a lot, once you get married, statistically, your spouse is the person most likely to murder you.
Yes, because
my wife hates that fact, but
yeah.
Oh, That's
terrifying for like,
I hope I don't die.
Imagine
if you like get married and your partner's just like,
so yeah, did you know that if you get married, your partner's like the most likely to murder you?
Anyway,
so that's why marriages are going down.
Exactly. It's not divorce, it's murder.
There you go. All right, next.
Big funny. All right, my name is Alex, and I honestly prefer comedy and a little bit of horror mixed in, which is the best combination by far.
There's something psychologically, like, relieving, cathartic about that combination, I think, about being able to look at these horrifying things and also have humor balancing it out.
Shaun of the Dead.
It's kind of like when you see something so cute that you want to kill it.
Wait, what?
There have been studies on why, like, I haven't read them, but there, no, that is a very common thing about
what
it is. It is surprisingly more common than you expect.
You know, like, you just want to squish it so hard, like, you just want
what,
like, when you see a bunny, like, they're so cute, I could just choke you out.
Exactly. Nine times.
No. It's not that you like are ever going to actually do anything like that, but there's a certain thought process in your head that goes off. It's like, it's so cute.
I'm gonna kill you.
You know what's gonna be great is in like 15 years when these people have murdered people, they're gonna be like, oh, here's a podcast where they first admitted to wanting to murder things.
I'm never. It's okay. I'm smart enough. I won't get caught. I promise.
Burn the tag.
There are studies. Like, you can Google and look up these studies on why humans react that way to cuteness. But it's very much a thing.
I like the comedy horror. Have you ever seen Shaun of the Dead?
Some of them don't even have movies.
It's like the best rom-com ever.
That's a good
rom-com?
Yes.
Romantic comedy zombie movie.
Those are so common.
Would definitely watch that.
I feel like that's...
they're common now. I think because
of that movie,
because of Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, but it was.
It may not have been the very first one, but it's definitely
the best.
Most popular.
Okay. Kicked off the wave. Yeah.
Yeah, highly recommended.
Hi, I'm Olivia. I like horror and scary podcasts
and murder.
And murder.
Didn't you mention you liked fantasy podcasts?
I also
too?
Like fantasy, yeah.
She also murder. Likes learning podcasts.
That's smart.
Podcasts.
Fantasy murder.
I don't
learning.
Like learning.
Because
podcasts.
She's forced to against her will.
There are
being enslaved.
Like educational and learning type podcasts that are really interesting, but I think it also makes a difference if you are able to pick the thing you're learning about, because like, oh, that's something I'm interested in and want to hear about, as opposed to
you have to talk about the history of pennies.
Yeah, like, I don't really
not JC pennies, like coin pennies.
JC pennies.
That is a
we
good
love
idea.
Pennies.
Yeah.
Who's JC pennies?
That's a valid question. No, they're going.
That
they're,
is actually a valid question. Yeah.
120 years ago, they were a huge.
There's a chain
now
store
like
that yeah,
dying.
Chain department store that was. Once.
That's why they keep making those
Bell's
ads that are
closed
like,
down because of COVID.
No, Bell's closed down because nobody shops there.
Bell's closed down because the American Mall is dying.
Yeah.
It's mainly that's why Bell's
and
closed down.
And JCPenney's is what they call corner stores because you had JCPenney's, Dillard, Sears, Bell's. They would be at the corners of a mall.
The big stores.
Yeah, but
they're all dying out.
Yeah.
Again, because nobody malls have apparently outlived their cultural moment.
Old
dude, the
JCPenney's like
here
walk
has an escalator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I see so many old people there, like, cool. Well, you don't really buy anything. So
I was a manager at
that's
JC
why
Penny
the mall
for a while.
Is dying. The only people who go there are people who just go to walk around. Not
well,
people
I like,
spend
it's
money.
Fun going
well,
there.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
getting
yeah.
the things
yeah.
right
yeah.
there and now. Online shopping
is
mm-hmm.
one of the smartest ideas ever created.
But I know, but like, the only reason why people go there is for the food carts.
Yeah.
The food carts and the theater. That's it.
Well, see,
if there was like anything left, it would be restaurants and the theater. That's it.
Keep
out of the mall.
When we were young,
shopping.
Back in our day, our parents would drop us off at the mall and say, "Go." But
that was
it. Was
that
a
was,
full
that was
mall.
Before,
like now, the mall, our mall,
and you
is
had to
empty.
Pay for
yes,
the phone to call them to pick you up.
We had pagers. No.
That was yeah. No, that, I remember being about 16 to 19. Those were my Friday and Saturday nights. As I go out to the mall. Stand there with my misanthropic friends and act like we were way cooler than we were.
I was talking about their age.
Who
like,
hasn't done that
before?
Though?
You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
and you get in some trouble. You
age.
Know, I can neither confirm nor deny that like
yeah,
petty
sure.
theft may have happened, but you know,
we got into a lot of arguments with security guards and things like that. We our favorite thing was to stand around and mock the preppy kids who were shopping at The Gap and stores like that for being like, oh, you're such conformists. You live how and dress how they tell you to dress. And yet we...
Society's hands.
except that we were also buying the same black jackets at Hot Topic and conforming to each other's images. Yeah. Just like, so
we're
it's, you
all
know,
society's ants marching down the hill
of
conformity.
Of course, it had to be at a different store.
I bought these ears. Yeah, exactly. It was a different store, so we were cooler than they were.
I got these earrings at Hot Topic.
I still have stuff that I buy at Hot Topic from time to time.
All right, anyway. Our final guest.
Final
guest
waited like 20 minutes to introduce himself.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he has introduced himself.
Yeah, I've been saying some things. They've been funny. I'm Scott Jebediah something else. I forgot
the
what
third.
It was.
Hey, Jebby.
The third.
Scott Jebediah, the third, the 18th. Junior.
Do you know you don't have to have any formal paperwork to put Esquire at the end of your name? You can just start putting Esquire at the end of your name. Esquire.
Okay.
Legally.
Scott Jebediah, the 18th, the 3rd, Junior Esquire.
I'm going to start doing that.
Okay. Yeah. No, wait, let me change my name. Okay, hold on.
No,
Olivia,
it's my turn.
Messiah, get out!
Terrible,
audio
man.
Listeners, someone just tried to break in.
Not clickbait.
This is now a murder podcast.
Messiah's trying to kill us, guys.
Society's
you listen
dance.
To so many murder podcasts. You know how to survive this.
Yeah, and I also know how.
I have to deal with this at swim club.
This is just Resident Evil 2. I know how to get out of a murder and to commit one, but I'm not going to do either of those.
Are you sure?
Well, you should.
Well, I mean, I hope you get out of a murder.
Well, I
should
get out of a
murder.
I have a big enough IQ to do this.
So with that, when you're listening, is that why you listen to podcasts? Like, why do you listen to podcasts? Is it to learn how to get out of murders, not how to commit them? Because this is on record. So how to get out of murders?
How to get out of murder.
Yeah.
Also, because it's really funny whenever they get caught, because they're like, "What? I didn't do it.
I'm holding
the knife.
I'm only holding the knife because I'm trying to cut her a piece of cake.
Yeah.
But I could never commit a murder.
The cake is bleeding.
Blood,
it's not from being in her
yeah,
head.
It's cherry flavored.
Yeah.
But red herring
don't
bun.
No, it's red velvet.
And you think it's this person, and then surprise, it was this person.
Yes, that's fun. Also, because me and my mom like to be like, oh, yeah, it's definitely him.
It's fun to think. And see, so back in the olden, like even...
Way before us.
When you had to slice your own bread.
Yeah. I mean, Betty White was older than sliced bread.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe, because I figured,
wait,
like,
actually,
the first loaf of bread got sliced.
I got called Betty White once.
That's a compliment.
I did.
Like, she's
great, though.
I got called Betty White because I was wearing these white eyelet shoes, and they were like, Betty White! I'm like, you're not funny. I mean, thank you.
I'm not funny.
I'm being called one of the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Right, thank you.
Bro, my grandma loves
Golden
Girls.
Girl.
Girls
she
Golden
watches
girls.
Them every night, and then my other friend loved Golden Girls, too, and I'm like...
But see, way back in the day, if you listened to a murder radio show or read a murder book, it was always either unknown twin that
mm-hmm.
they had, or, like, the maid or the butler. Like 90%
yeah.
of them.
I know.
That's who it was.
It's always the maid or the butler.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm your long last twin. I ate in the womb.
It's either the maid,
that's
the butler, or the chef.
So
podcasting.
And that's a lot like podcasting. One of the first points we made in this class is that everyone has a podcast. And that, there are a million billion podcasts out there. But that does not mean that you should not start one if you have a desire to, because... With so many of them being out there, 80 to 90% of them are not very good, and that
cream
means
rises.
Yeah, if you are continually putting out good work, you're having fun doing it, and you're consistent with it, then you will eventually, it'll take time, but you will find your audience, your work will rise to the top, and the bad things will...
And hopefully you'll make $1 million.
Right.
There is always one category out there mm-hmm. no one will ever make a podcast of, except for me. I'll be the first.
So at this point, we've actually kind of broken off into groups. We have three groups, and they're each doing a podcast. So let's go around and everybody kind of tell a little bit about the podcast you're doing. You know, don't spill all the beans, so that way the other people
right,
in your group
right,
can talk
like
about it.
Ours is a secret project.
Yes.
So what? What is?
So what? What is your podcast this week? Scott, what's the basic idea?
I'm sorry. It's a secret project.
You are not genuine.
Now you've already told us all what it is.
Yeah.
Now tell
us. No, it's about making fun of stories. We're making fun of stories that are really cringy.
Yeah. And so Wattpad. Y'all are going out and
that
finding
that was not supposed to be spilled.
Fan fiction and stuff.
It was.
Exactly.
Have you settled on the particular fanfic or story that you're going to read and eviscerate?
No, we have found a Kahoot.
A Kahoot ex-reader.
Oh, no.
But
that can be spilled? Okay.
I
want to read that one. Hold on.
Scared.
Kahoot. Kahoot. It can't be as bad as the Lorax one I read, though.
Lorax!
It was the one Lorax reader.
The Wensler X reader?
Yeah, that's what me and my friends are. Ah! Maybe I can find it for you. And you can read it.
Let me find it and add it to my silly stories that I have saved for podcasts.
Maybe don't read it on the podcast, though. I got a little PG-13.
Yeah,
yeah. We stopped, like, for, like, 2 minutes into the story. It sucked, but still.
So that's going to be fun. That's going to be, you know, you're going to have a few different genres. And we didn't even talk about review, like, there are people who review stuff, you know. That's, I feel like that falls under kind of every, because you're reviewing history, like, this is what happened, I didn't like it, or whatever. Like, what's y'all's project that y'all are doing?
Okay, so we're doing like two podcasts, but like the first one, I'll let you do the second one if I can do the first one.
Yeah,
okay.
You've got like a show and an idea that has two segments,
A while ago, I played the role of a news reporter, Samantha Daniels, who was, like, really stuck up and bratty, and then she was, like, really mean to her camera crew. So we're gonna do where Asher is interviewing me as Samantha Daniels and interviewing Colby as, you know,
the lights person,
and I'm just going to be mean.
And I'll say, halfway, you know, stuff from time to time, but it's mostly Samantha, you know, being mean to me. Still. Yeah,
you are.
She got the lighting
wrong. That was from you're in.
That was Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet Restaurant Wars. Yeah. Which was,
I still have the script.
It was.
I lost mine.
I have a little piece of your set in my office. We took that wall that was in between the two restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Got disassembled, and a lot of it got used for lumber and other things, but the surviving piece, me and my coworker Beth spray-painted it gold, bolted it to our wall, and now it's shelving in our office.
That's absolutely genius.
Yeah. So part of it will live on forever.
Even if she was, you know, the antagonist, I guess it works.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. And so what's the second part?
So
more of the antagonist.
That's true. It's in that show.
So the second idea that we had was playing as Pygmy Girls, but in the Victorian era, basically.
Yes. We love that.
Like, I don't really know how to explain it. Like, I did it before with at a cast party for Wizard of Oz deleted scenes, but we had, like, five minutes to write a script, and my group came up with that idea. I was like, oh my gosh, we only had like maybe four lines because we ran out of time, so I was like, if I could put this into a podcast and make it like longer, it would be more fun.
I can't believe,
and everyone likes the idea, so
I think it's a really funny idea. Yeah.
I can't believe you showed your ankle to Joshua.
You showed your shoulders.
I love that commercial.
You showed your ankles to Joshua,
your little skank.
You rascal.
And our last group, what y'all's podcast? 1v1
me and croquet.
It's a conversational.
our last podcast.
It's like a conversational. Ow. It's kind of like we just like talk, and we were brainstorming ideas for our first episode. And we kind of came up with like, we were going to talk about like our middle school stories. Now that we're like in our last year of middle school, we were gonna talk about like stories we had from sixth
like
and seventh grade.
A retrospective, like when I was younger, Sloppy Joe's had real meat in them.
Back in the olden days,
true. Junior high was a formative period in life. If I'm remembering,
junior high sucked.
It was pretty bad, yeah. Junior high was junior high was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So it yeah.
Still so, is.
Just wait. Then there's high school.
We're going okay. into that. Help.
Well, as much as high school was definitely had some bad times, and a lot of that had to do with where I went to high school, but I will...
You find your people in high school.
Yeah, I will posit that junior high was much worse for me than high school.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then there's college.
And then you're broke.
Then you're an adult.
And
then you die.
And yeah. then you die. Welcome to
you
this
You basically
world.
Live off of Bumblebee. Hold on, let me think. basically live off of Bumblebee tuna crackers cookies.
Bumblebee tuna.
Oh no.
tuna That's crackers. A deep
you
cut
eat
that nobody
like
knows.
Tuna crackers, living off of tuna crackers in college is literally how I met my wife.
Really? I will tell you a little cheap meal. You'll eat a lot of ramen.
Yes.
Fry an egg and put it on there. Scramble egg, put it on there. There's a lot of things you can do with cheap ramen to make it way better. That way you don't get burned out on it. I was lucky enough that I lived with like chefs and stuff, so we always had good food. But
when
y'all bought the ramen, did you get like the cups or did you get like the whole packages?
Oh, the packages.
No.
Because the packages
no.
are like
I have the perfect way to
they're artificial, but if they keep you healthy and alive.
I have the perfect way to make ramen.
That's why you just buy regular noodles. It's not hard to boil noodles.
I have the perfect way to make the perfect ramen. So first of all, you take cup, noodle, ramen, right. whatever kind you like. All right. I'm going to say... Shut up. I'm going to do beef, because that's my personal favorite soup.
Yeah, baby.
Be quiet. And you cook the noodles till perfection.
Beef.
You boil eggs, and then you cut the green part of the onion, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love
some parsley.
The
and then you cut...
Scallions.
I don't know what the heck that's called.
Onions and scallions are basically the same thing. Scallions are more referred to the stem, but yeah.
Yeah. And then you take your boiled egg after it's finished. You peel it. You get all the shell off of it, and then you cut it into slices.
Do you soft boil or hard boil?
A soft oil.
There you go.
Boiled.
That's the right answer there.
And then you lay it out, and you put the scallions, and then you put the parsley, and then you eat it, and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So you could
like
also do a cooking show.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Yeah.
Do like a show where you share your favorite recipes.
About ramen?
I know how to bake really good muffins.
We are changing our book.
How to successfully
We're
cook
changing
cereal.
I can't cook.
Number one, you take box. Cereal in box.
You take cereal.
You get a
box.
There are people that eat cereal wrong. I used to know a guy who put water, warm water in it instead of milk.
Yeah.
No, wait, are you talking about the amazing?
No, this is like
worse than it's
12 years ago.
Oh.
He like microwave the water and then like put the cereal in it.
That's gross. There's this guy who, he says his teeth are like too sensitive, so he'll pour the milk, he'll pour the milk first and then put the cereal in, and then he'll boil water, or he'll put it in the microwave because the milk is too cold for him. And he's like 27.
Warm milk is
disgusting.
Yeah,
that's really
I used to drink it in third grade and it sucked. I'm lactose intolerant now.
I'm sorry if anyone likes.
So I feel like we have like a whole another round of podcasts to do. So next week we'll just. Keep the camp going.
Do another one after this.
Podcasting 201.
Yeah.
Yeah,
film camp.
We're not canceling the film camp.
2.0.
I'm excited about that one. It's going to be fun.
Cancel the cartooning one.
That's
no,
okay.
I'm not canceling.
I don't want to catch that.
I got 20 kids and I got a wait list for that class. So.
Yeah, that's a good class.
No, you need to move it. You need to move it all to January.
We'll just do Saturday schools.
We'll just do like a week every month.
Yeah.
More podcasting.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. That's a really good idea.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah,
that
actually is.
I'd
so do
like
skip yeah,
money for that.
If you'd like to hear more about podcasting, let us know in the comments below.
Let's become like a school.
Let us know in the comments below.
Like,
make
sure
to
subscribe.
Make sure to smash that
like
button. Make sure to smash that button.
Make sure to get a hammer, smash that subscribe button, step on the pieces, and kiss its wife.
And follow us on Patreon for more content just like this.
Yeah,
exclusive bonus content, including us falling down the stairs.
including us being drenched in mustard by our own best friends.
So
it was a good idea.
I think we can say everybody's kind of excited about their shows.
Yeah.
You know, we got some good ideas going, and I can't wait. Like As soon as we're done with this, we're going to start recording some stuff.
Yeah, I am super excited to hear that all three of these different shows, because I think, I think they're all good. I think we've all got some interesting ideas, and it's going to come up with some.
Are you really excited to hear ours? We're just
going to
sit there and make fun of you.
No, I'm nervously excited.
Everyone in the SMP.
When you guys came up with this idea, I was like, oh my God, I know a show that is this idea. Let me tell you about it. Like, it's a great concept. It's absolutely a great concept. So
I'm viewing it like a roller coaster. Like, I want to get on the roller coaster. I want to ride the roller coaster. But I'm also like, oh, what's going to happen on the roller coaster? In the end, it's going to be
fun. If I fly off, I fly off. Bye.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pull out a kite.
On the Ferris wheel, you get stuck at the top. And you're like,
Secretly, I love parachute with you so you don't fall.
Oh, I love roller coasters and very fast thrill rides.
I am terrified of the
Have you
the
ever
Ferris wheels.
Like gotten stuck at the like the top of the spinny top?
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. Yeah, the top of the Ferris wheel.
Not upside down, no. But
I don't ride anything.
We got stuck at the top at like where the tree is on that octopus ride. Like,
I think it's a good place for us to sign off. We've still got half the
Thank you, five
of us.
Yay!
That's early.
I wasn't listening,
sir.
It's gonna be
Oh, it's because he can't be late. Oh. He can't be late on that one.
You can't be. We will fire you.
You are fired from my life.
We're paying you.
Thank you, that's true.
So you can do what you like. I don't care anymore. No, okay, we'll sign off. And I want to thank everybody for listening. On behalf of myself, my co-hosts, and Lubbock Community Theater, thank you for being here. This has been Five Till Places.
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond. Come on.